Tent or Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents William Tecumseh Sherman, In the Service of My Country, A Life, by James Lee McDonough, narrated by David Drummond. Preface. William Tecumseh Sherman is remembered today as a major American historical figure, one whose Civil War career was both highly significant and controversial. This biography presents and analyzes Sherman's generalship. His battles, campaigns, and marches are recounted, often in greater detail and sometimes with different interpretations than previous biographies. For example, I am convinced, after taking another look at the Battle of Shiloh, that Sherman deserves more credit for that Union triumph than earlier biographers have assigned him. Indeed, more credit than I gave him in my book about Shiloh, which I researched and wrote between 1971 and 1973. This is certainly not to say that I have neglected the rest of Sherman's life. Far from it. The man was 41 years old when the Civil War began, and the pre-war years are arresting and crucial if one hopes to understand the general who developed into one of the nation's great military leaders. Following the war, Sherman was the general-in-chief of the U.S. Army for 15 years, from 1868 to 1883. From the early days of the U.S. Military Academy, the Seminole Wars in Florida, the antebellum Charleston aristocratic culture, the mad California gold rush, the early and wild years of San Francisco, the adventurous and dangerous water journeys between the East and West Coasts before the railroads and the Panama Canal, the wars against the Plains Indians, the building of the Transcontinental Railroad, the settlement of the Great West, and more.